Down to Brass Tacks, good afternoon. It's 5 minutes after midday. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm a first-time caller. And I were listening over the yesterday and today concerning the comments that were made concerning the results from the by-election in St. George North.
Mm-hmm.
People in this country got to face reality and got to understand the psyche of people. It is just like if two cricket teams are playing a cricket match, but your team win, Mr. Ellis, but you know you will see all the areas that your captain make good decisions mm-hmm. to make your team win.
Right.
But then you, the person again, going to look at the team that lost and find all kind of infirmities that they lost.
Yes.
This is what you call human nature. Sometimes it don't even be the captaincy that made them lost. You understand? But sometimes it may be the financial situation or one individual produce an innings that made that team win. I say that to say this. Reefer, as I understand, came from St. George. And when he followed Reefer history, I realized that he wasn't actually involved in that constituency for a continuous period of time because of his work. The area he was involved in concerning work. But you know that he also came up against a newcomer also. But you also got to understand that that particular constituency was dominated by a BLP supporter. So it's pretty hard for Mr. Reefer to come and dominate that seat or even to win that seat.
You really believe that this discussion is exclusively about winning, the DLP winning the seat?
Of course.
Or may I ask you, isn't there a lot of focus too on the margin by which you lose?
Correct. It's also winning, and it's also by the margin of the way you lose. But Mr. Ellis, one of the most important things or the most significant things concerning that loss, right? I read the papers yesterday before I actually leave my home, and I realized that the turnout was very, very low. And I was a bit disappointed to see the amount of votes that Mr. Reefer got in comparison with Tony Moore.
What surprised you?
Because when you understand that Reefer came from the area, which I know he didn't have appropriate time to really do all his canvassing. I don't think because of his workforce, also the country. I told myself he still should actually achieve more votes, but the overall turnout for the votes is what I was concerned about. When I saw less than 50% individuals turn up to those polls, then it was a BLP-dominated constituency. But you don't know, I leave home yesterday evening, and they make the town. And it so happens that I get in contact with two cab drivers that work up there in St. George North. And they asked them how things come off up there yesterday. You know what they told me? On several occasions, they make the houses, and people telling them they've been moving unless they get money. Now, this is part of politics, voting are going. It's a very serious thing, Mr. Ellis. And sometimes they don't care how good a politician you are, how good a candidate you are. Finance is very important. And Chris Singler show you that Donaldson's in Michael North when he loses that seat down there.
Well, that's a very interesting...
We've got to be careful the direction that we are going.
That's an interesting aspect to it. I've been of the view that for many years, people felt as though the politicians were the ones who were in control. But in recent years, it is the voters who have sought to exert control over the politicians
mm-hmm.
through their pockets.
It's a sad thing, Mr.
And they put politicians under tremendous pressure in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose if you continue to go in that direction, you will encourage politicians to do things that they shouldn't be doing.
Another thing too, Mr. Ellis, I have the opinion too that some of the people didn't came out to vote too because even if the ones vote for the Democratic Party, some of them may tell themselves, even if they vote for the Democrat Party and the Link, now what can they do for me with only one seat? You understand? And it's a very controversial thing. And the ones...
You go ahead.
Yeah, and the ones that actually supported the Baptist Labour Party is what they call the hard ones. You can see clearly that when you've got 50% of people that ain't over 50% of people, less than 50% of people vote, that is a serious thing.
All right, you talk a lot about St. George North. When you talk to people outside of that constituency, what kind of reaction have you had from them to the
outcome? Overall?
Yeah.
Concerning the by-election or in general, Barbados?
The by-election.
But a lot of people wasn't really interested in the by-election, that's the truth.
That's correct.
You know, I was on the street, a lot of people really wasn't interested.
That's correct. That is correct.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And therefore, that's why
a lot of people are hoping that the Democrats will probably win the seat to actually show the public that, you know, they still, the Democratic Party have a voice.
I heard a lot of people say the same thing.
Yeah.
There was a lot more outside of that St. George constituency itself.
Mm-hmm.
It would be useful for the government to try to get a gauge of public opinion in Barbados outside of that. Because if they make the mistake of believing that winning this seat puts them in a position to ignore public opinion in the country and to impose their will upon the Barbadian people as they like, they will make a very, very big mistake in that regard if they do it. I think that, in a sense, you can't go cock-a-hoop and you can't behave as though, well, this is a reinforcement of all that we are doing, including issues related to same-sex relationships and stuff like that. And therefore, we are just going to see it as a kind of referendum that has approved the things that we want to impose on Barbados. And that would be the mistake that would be made out of this.
Mr. Ellis, I want the public to understand, too. I think you should notice, then people are trying to criticize Burley de Pisa. Burley de Pisa only was there for, 2 years or 2.5 years. You cannot forecast or you cannot predict that person cannot be the leader, even the Prime Minister. You may give the Prime Minister credit right now. She now started. You still got to wait and see how she's going to progress or continue on that in the future.
Yes.
So you cannot give the Pisa, you know, a negative report because of her losing a by-election. You got to give the lease, and in my opinion, she's improving a lot. And also the guy Reefer, you got to wait and see now every Reefer going to stick into that constituency because some of these youngsters can't take a loss. You understand it here?
You said can't take a loss. A lot of them can't afford a loss. You can't. You got family to support and that sort of thing.
Right.
And
so you got to wait and see if you're going to stick in that constituency. If you want to ramp, if you're going to run back when they get a general election. Because I hear Arabah saying openly, you got to walk off 3 or 4 pairs of shoes to win a seat. And these youngsters that come to politics don't understand that. They feel that when they come into an election, they're supposed to win the first time. And if they don't win, they can dig around and go someplace else. And this is not politics at all. Not in this day and age.
Well, that to me, this issue of what does this result really mean across the board, is particularly important. Is it about St. George North? And does it speak exclusively to St. George North? Or does it speak to the wider Barbados? And what is that message? All right? And remember, part of the reason why you would have a relatively low voter turnout, it's recognized that we are in a COVID environment.
Correct.
Well, truth be told, they got a lot of people who are behaving as though we are not. And that, therein lies a major danger in Barbados at the moment. The degree of complacency that exists as a result of the degree to which Barbados has been able to control the spread of COVID, the success that we have had could also produce a failure. You see, there are other places around us who were bragging and boasting about their control, and you realize what has happened. So all around us, you see so much now that says, okay, well, you know, we don't have to worry about that. That is
Mr.
we
Ellis,
can handle it. So we got to
be
careful.
You know, AIDS, right, had a more impact and a longer impact than this COVID-19 in Barbados. You know, for right now, the COVID-19 started affecting Barbados, I think, from March or April.
Yes, correct.
You don't know there's a lot of people out there in care, not at all right now.
I'm telling you, you know,
outside every day,
in every respect, that everything that you have said today makes me feel as though you really got to your pulse on what's happening down there on the ground.
Yes. You know what, Mike? I'm one of the coordinators of Royal Tennis in Barbados, and I'm a president of the Bridgestone Taxi Association.
Okay.
So you got to deal with people. I understand people's mentalities. I've got to study them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I ain't a politician, but I've got to study them. And sometimes I just get a bit frustrated to realize that a lot of people in this country right now at this stage, their mentality are very, very low in terms of a lot of things. They are very, very backward. And this is a fact, Mr. Ellis. It's like they're hiding it. It's factual.
Somebody here wants to know, who is to say that what you said just now is true about people wanting money to give a vote? Anybody in Barbados today could question that? Would that person go be living under a rock or something? Would this be saying that's been going on for so long?
These things, these people don't face reality.
But we can't believe somebody will come and ask a question like that. Would that person live here?
That's telling you, see the mentality of individuals in this country.
But that's not, and what you said, doors. What you said does not smear DLP candidates or the DLP alone or the BLP alone. This is a general problem that politicians are facing in Barbados today.
And there's no individual getting the policy knowledge, and you don't have any money to waste any time. Come with talk, you're wasting your time, Skipper. Mm. Come with talk and saying that right now in politics. If you don't got finance or somebody back you, stay back.
Oh, okay.
Don't come forward.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis.
Good afternoon, Alvin.
Oh, yeah.
Let me hear you now.
First of all, I was going on vacation on Monday. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect you today. Mm-hmm. And on Monday, it would be the fourth time that I took vacation in the last 2 years. Although
you mean vacation here, from Brastacks?
No, it'd be vacation from the radio station. I was only called two now, so it'd be only two that I'd be going. Mm-hmm. I usually do that. I believe
you would be sorely missed?
I don't know. The people make that decision, not Dave Ellis. Mm. The listeners will make that decision. I know there's a few people that know here that singing the Hallelujah Chorus. But what I would say to say, I was planning on Monday to let you all know that I'd be off the air. And not for the, it would be next year. I'm sure not for the balance of the year.
You are trying to see if you can stimulate the public to protest against your decision. I think this is a very clever move to find out how popular you really are.
Miss Ellis, I came on after 12, and I enjoyed that gentleman desk now. So that means it's going down to 12:30. I don't want you to take up all the time and then tell me you have sufficient of me.
That is influenced by what you have to say, though.
Okay. Now, let me explain this to you, Miss Ellis. I was following a murky election for years. I was following Donald Trump for over 40 years because he used to be in the news all the time. And in the news, it never used to be good news, the way he used to deal with the situation. And I can remember years when he was going for bankruptcy. You remember any of this?
Yeah, I had 6 bankruptcies already.
But I mean the big one. When they were shut down the hotel in the casino. So you remember that one? You remember Donald Trump? The conversation he had with the financial institutions. I say that to say this. The Donald Trump of that time is the Donald Trump of today. Donald Trump never changed.
A leopard can't change his spots, they say.
What changed in America, to me, is that the people tired of the type of politicians and the way the politicians operate. Like Miss Clinton, she talked for a whole year, and at the end, Yeah, we should really see it. Donald Trump, direct hitter, right or wrong. And the media, call that my real reason for calling you.
Lame duck media.
Okay.
Lame stream.
The media from, let me finish. The media from 2014 decide the 17 candidates had Donald Trump miss and drive past the home it was in the news. Everything with Donald Trump. And that helped him to beat Miss Clinton. The media. After you win, the media then like to found that they do something wrong and to start campaigning from the time he lose to now he gone. And you know, although he gone now, he got left the White House. All he got a president to some after about the 15th of January.
But he ain't saying so?
No, just take it easy. I start by telling you Donald Trump is the same man 45 years ago as he is now. Why we still got to be talking about Donald Trump? I doing it now too.
I'm glad you recognize that.
I seen it for a reason. What I'm trying to get to you, Mr. Ellis, is this. The media makes you and break you. You are getting there from the fact that the Trinidad lady was trying to put to you, and you know why you didn't let her finish, like how you allow Wall for a long time talking their foolishness. Because Wall and I and others campaign up to the 24th of May for the Democrat Labour Party. He's not like the taxi man that criticized the DFP for 5 straight years, nor Leslie. He was with me up to the 24th of May. And all of a sudden, he getting gold dust. People would say he's a hypocrite. Not as in some people would say so. And you allow him to speak freely, talking foolishness. But here I had the Trinidad lady doing something that I heard you did also on Brass Taps. After the DFP had a meeting in Bay Street in 2018, listening to Brass Taps as usual, I hear you say, "Mom, as you know, the DFP do all our work in the 10 years. I didn't do real work in 2 years. I didn't know." You remember saying that?
Yeah, I said that in the context of the fact that they hadn't articulated that previously.
Okay.
I did say so.
What I'm saying, what the Trinidad lady was just doing for the listeners, as the taxi man always saying, I am speaking to the listeners, not to the moderator. She was explaining and informing Barbadians that might have missed it and don't know
what was done in the last 10 years. Your argument is that I should just let her go on with this long list of things?
You level all day long with a long list of foolishness.
Well, I don't recall anything that was equivalent to that. And she, at the end of the day, I want to say to you, I have to make a judgment call about how much time each person gets to articulate the case that they're presenting. I want to be as fair as I possibly can because this program is not going to be successful by shutting down people with their views. The more views I have, the more people interact and have divergence of opinion and stuff, the better for us. So I have no vested interest in stopping people from talking.
Okay, but you did that to Trinidad.
That's not fair because you know full well she had a long period to express herself.
But
a lot depends upon how much time you take to put your case.
You can come to 12:30 and I get what
you want. No, but you operate the same way. You feel that the best way to get your point across is to essentially browbeat the moderator into giving you time, letting you say what you want to say.
Miss Ellis, I was telling you what the Trinidad lady was saying to us. I know, because I'm a dame. But there are thousands of people there in the DFP to do those things.
But if you want to do that in detail, buy airtime. Simple.
Why Wall and buy airtime?
Buy airtime. And you know.
Why Wall going after Dawes Street at headquarters?
Look, you know, in all fairness, Alvin, how much do you
get? Let me get to my point again.
That's my concern. How much do you gain by taking the time that you have to put a focus on something like this? When there are broad national issues to talk about, it's the same issue.
But you're not. Let me get to this. You know.
What is your main point? What is your main point? Because let me tell you this. You ain't got no three. Because if you come and you spend so much time on that one issue, you can't have
three.
You can't have three. So tell me what is your main point.
Miss Ellis.
What's your main point? Let's deal with that.
I will let you, the manager of VOB, and whoever is responsible for the nation, the number one print media,
mm-hmm.
and the number one radio station.
To do what?
To do what the press usually do.
What's that?
And help me with these couple of things that I'm going to say now. I would like to know what is going on at Coverley and Saloy Erskine Stanley for Center, where a medical school is. I would like to have an idea. I would like to know what is the true picture, or give me some information about our care in St. Thomas. I'm only hearing things on the ground. I'm not sure of what I'm hearing, if it's true or not. I would like the media to investigate how come a business or country that had the most shares in something that collapsed, how you're not hearing the voice of the leader of the country that had the most shares about those workers that was laid off, and up to today, you don't know if they're living or if they died.
You're talking about Leon.
I would like to find out what is going on, that a country in the Caribbean, that when they follow the statistics of the coral, the virus, can be put as a high risk with America and the UK. I want to know who is the person responsible for putting that country at that high rate where the virus is concerned.
All right, Alvin. You've had your say. Happy vacation.